All right, we've got three recorders rolling. Thanks, Gary. KY6V, show's yours.
And thank you, sir. This is South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This South Car server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by KB8ZGL, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all short-time stations will not be recognized as such, all stations will be worked in the order in which they checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found on the World Wide Web at southcars.com and for our digital operation at voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session is not me, it's K6SUN. I'm KC2RMO. My name is Gary, and we're just getting things started out tonight. I'm located in Syracuse's beautiful Outer Comstock section, and it is beautiful today, too, with a temperature of 70 degrees. Now, prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. Nothing heard. Do we have anybody celebrating their birthday this week?
Sierra United November.
I was hoping you'd come aboard. And yes, Kathy, hello there. And let us give you the birthday round of applause that were sorely missed during that move.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. Yes, my birthday was Monday. And even though it was my birthday, and actually, Gary, I turned 65, got that Medicaid care card, and, you know, could retire next year, but probably won't. But it was an interesting day for my birthday. I wanted to go down and get my license changed to, you know, the Smith name and all that. And when they told me I needed a birth certificate, came all the way back home and couldn't find it. You know, like Gordon said, it's probably in one of those boxes. I thought it was in the safe, but I could not find it. So it was an interesting day. I also went up and cleaned out the Vero house because Gordon had to stay here waiting for Comcast to come and repair our internet. So it was an interesting day. But with that, I'll turn it back to you, and thank you for the well wishes.
Hey, thank you, Kathy, and I hope you had a great one in spite of all the crazy stuff going on. Moves are never good. I like staying planted in one place. Yeah, even this house is worth hanging on to, so I don't have to move again, I guess. I know, but no. Hope there was a little ray of sunshine in spite of all that stuff. Well, what are we doing here? This is the South Cars VoIP Global Family Hour. The intent of this net is to encourage members, their families, and their friends worldwide to enter into an informal social net, highlighting third-party traffic through the member's station. Our program for this evening is the kind of a combination thing, the Indy 500 and Memorial Day celebration in general. So you just heard your net control's voice. Kathy, K6SUN, is going to be handling the net. I'm on the backup tonight, so let's turn it over to the lady of the hour, K6SUN. Hello there once more.
Well, good evening, Gary, and good evening to South Cars and everyone connected this evening. I will tell you my temperature right now in Port St. Lucie is 84 degrees. It was a high of 91. We have a low of 71, but I will tell everyone out there up in the north or even in Florida, Gordon and I did not have the air on today at all. Windows were open. They are open now. And at one point, the inside temperature was about 86. It's a beautiful day here in Port St. Lucie, and we've just been busy trying to unpack and get the home in order. But let me pause here for a moment, and let's get busy with tonight's program. And this is Kathy, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I want to welcome everyone to this evening's Global Family Hour. Our topic this evening, like Gary said, is twofold. It's the Indy 500 and the Memorial Day celebration. We want to first take time to stop and remember all those servicemen and women who had our backs. Memorial Day is the time to reflect on those lives that were lost protecting our freedoms. Our liberties are protected and secured by our friends and family who serve in our military and shouldn't be taken for granted. God bless you and keep you all safe if you're a military person. Memorial Day for many of us signals that the end of the school year is near, and actually I have about 6 days left of actual school time, and summer vacations begin. Our veterans secured for us our freedom of choice. Now it's up to us to make the right choices. Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day, is a day of remembrance for those who died in our nation's service. There are many stories as to its actual beginnings, with over two dozen cities and towns laying claim to being the birthplace of Memorial Day, and we hope to discuss some of this a little bit later. Memorial Day, an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May, honors men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. Originally known as Decoration Day, it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. Let me pause for a moment. The Civil War claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history, requiring the establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. Many Americans observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries or memorials, holding family gatherings, and participating in parades. Unofficially, at least, it marks the beginning of summer. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening, and our net this evening will run a little bit different. And here's a little bit of the plan. We're going to begin this evening by asking about your memories, your plans, your past experiences of both Memorial Day and the Indy 500. Have you ever attended the Indy 500? Are you going to watch it? And we hope that you'll share any comments. And then maybe we'll continue with the information about both of these events. But, you know, we want to hear from you. You know, Gordon and I have had our first Memorial Day in our new home, and we've had quite some experience. But hopefully, each and every one of you will share with us this evening. So at this point, I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to ask for check-ins.
RMO?
6 Victor.
November, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
All right. Right now I have RMO, my backup, 6 Victor, my husband, and NFF, Doug from California. Is there anyone else who would like to come aboard and share with us about Memorial Day? Your thoughts of it, what your plans are, present, future, or past? Please discuss with us. So is there anyone else that would like to check in before I call on these three fine gentlemen? All right, hearing nothing, I'm going to pick up my backup first, Gary, KC2RMO. Tell us, Gary, how did you spend the day, or what are your plans for Memorial Day? You've been awful quiet lately, so I was wondering if you had taken a trip someplace. What are your plans for the holiday? And maybe you'd like to have that third-party traffic come aboard and discuss her plans as well. But Gary, please come aboard.
Hey, thank you, Kath. Well, I'll tell you, the trip that I took was to Lowe's and Home Depot, and if I needed to, it would have been Harbor Freight. I was very busy on the house this week. You talk about just getting, you know, like I was telling Gordon earlier, you know, it's taken us 4 years to get the place even close to where we wanted to be with it, but we were very busy this week getting ready for our big Memorial Day celebration here, which started out last night with Christmas in May. we had our little granddaughter up here. Kendall was here, and my daughter and my son-in-law, and they could not make it up here for Christmas because Sarah got sick. She was having some problems with her gallbladder, we postponed everything, and she's doing fine, and they were up here last night. They're actually up here for the weekend, bouncing between both families. Let me buy a nickel. and we're trying to get as much time in with them because they're moving to Colorado. David got a job teaching at the Air Force Academy, so even though they say we're going to see them just as much as we always did, they're a lot farther away, and it just seems worse. So we're just, you know, trying to maximize the time. So we had them over last night. Had a wonderful time with them. And over the weekend, Stephanie's brother and sister-in-law are going to be up. They're going to be visiting with us on Monday. Now they're up from Tennessee. I had a very good friend of mine drop in kind of unexpectedly yesterday. He's from Pennsylvania. He moved to Pennsylvania. He lived here for, I've worked with him and knew, I've known him for quite some time. Got a great job in PA in Lancaster County, where he hangs out with Amish people and and does IT work. So he dropped by. He was on the clock, but he scooted in here for about 45 minutes yesterday. So it's been a busy weekend of people coming in and out. But it's been great. So we're making some memories this weekend. And I do remember Memorial Days of the past, of that being just a great day to kick summer off with. And I can remember back when I was at the plant. Let me buy a nickel. I remember back when I was at the plant, it was probably the first job, I think, that I had in a long time where I could count on having Memorial Day off. And I remember I'd go out in that backyard, and I had a lounge chair and out there, and I had a little grill out there, and I'd have a beverage and light up a cigar, and Dylan the cat would scoot out there and hop up on my tummy, and we'd have a great afternoon out there, cook some hot dogs and hamburgers for the kids, and it was just a great time. So those are my Memorial Day memories, and I'm sure I'll probably come up with a few more before everything's over, but we'll get it back to the net. This is KC2RMO, and back to you, Kath.
Well, Gary, thanks so much for sharing all that information. Now I know why you weren't available either on the nets or by email. You've had quite some busy times with friends and family, and Colorado, that's a long distance away, but you know, they can just as easily get on that plane and come back to you. But you've never told me that he was actually a school teacher. But thanks for sharing that. And when you talk about Lowe's and Home Depot, Harbor Freight actually is just down the road. When we moved from Vero Beach, which was pretty much a retirement area, not much there, we've moved down into an area that has business after business and store after store. Harbor Freight's just down the road. I've been to Lowe's and Home Depot. Home Depot's where I got actually the patio furniture Gordon was talking about. It's where I got the vent for the dryer. Lowe's, I got a vent for the dryer. It didn't work. So, thanks for sharing. And actually, I wanted to tell everyone this, that this Memorial Day, which is May the 26th, is actually Gordon's and my second month of marriage. So I wanted to tell you that. And Gary, the move with the cat, I'll share that a little further with you so you can understand a little bit what happened to Miss Cuddles. But I'll break with you for right now, and I will pick up Six Victor Gordon. What would you like to share with everyone about our move, about Memorial Day, about the weather, or anything you'd like to share? So please come aboard.
Well, thank you, pretty lady. Glad to have you in the family, let me put it that way. You know, there's so much to talk about here, we would bore everybody totally to death. But let me start off with your storyline. Haven't been close to the Indy 500 because of the move and everything else. As far as Memorial Day, I'm a Korean veteran. Have a lot of friends that went through the Vietnam skirmish. Lots of stories to be told on that. And my respect and honor stands tall to one and all that were in that. and everything else for that matter. Hey, Gary, Colorado, Air Force Academy. You got to tell me more what he's teaching. That is absolutely great. I have some very close friends that went through the academy over there in Colorado. If I'm not mistaken, either the academy or one of the other base units was involved in the Blue Book. And as many friends that I have that were involved with the Blue Book, I haven't been able to determine if the book was blue or red. They are strapped to so much security that they can't see blue, or they can't say blue, or they'll get hung the next day on the yardarm. So at any rate, Kathy, as far as our skirmishes, let me buy a nickel. I have gotten over the last 4 or 5 days very suspicious about waking up in the morning. And what I'm saying to you guys and gals out there tonight is that Kathy gets up about an hour before I do on the normal routine, getting ready for school and so on. And I open up my peepers and I wander in the kitchen and I get a cup of coffee and I sit down at the computer, and then Kathy walks up and says, "Now, I hate to say this, but we got a problem." And I'm not even half awake. The other morning it was, she said, "The refrigerator's at 68 degrees. And I said, "Really?" By the end of the day, we had a brand new refrigerator. We bought a washer and dryer when we moved into the new house here, and found out that any house that was built after the year 2000 required a 4-pin plug connection to the dryer as opposed to the normal 3. Our dryer had a 3. So we had to change that out. Thanks to Lowe's or Home Depot, wherever we got it. And then the the dispensing unit for the vent, the pipe that was in the house was just a little out of tolerance and was just a Chinese football game, you know, that took several hours to get installed instead of about 5 or 10 minutes. And it's gone on and on. We finished the, you know, the patio stuff we were talking about to you, Gary, and tomorrow we are hanging vertical blinds on the double door, sliding door situation that goes from the house to the backyard. So the story continues. Go ahead, Kathy, why did you open this up? KY6V, back to Ned. Over.
Well, actually, you know, this is our first Memorial Day in this home, and, you know, it's Gary and everyone, 7 years of collecting things and moving. Gosh, I hope I don't have to do that again. But it is starting to look like a home, very open. You know, it is so huge, 2,300 square feet. We moved from something that was about 1,500, and we have so much empty space. And Gordon didn't say this, but, you know, he's at one of the end of the house talking to me. I can't hear him at the other end, so we have to meet in the middle. So some of those stories will continue to go on. So, but, you know, I want to make a comment about Veterans Day, and this has to do with my children at Data House. But so let me pause for just a moment. I told the children on Friday they had Monday off. It was a holiday, and I asked them, can they tell me what it was? And I had one girl, she's very bright, she's an honors student, she says, it's Veterans Day. And I says, okay, you know it's Veterans Day. And I said, can anyone tell me what Veterans Day is? And I think actually one student told me that it's when we were bombed by the Al-Qaeda. So that tells you what some of my students know about the different holidays. So we actually had a history lesson on Friday with Veterans Day and Memorial Day and 9/11, and it was a history lesson. So with that, I'll pick up Mr. Doug out there in California. Doug, thanks so much for joining us this evening at N6NFF. Hopefully you can share with us what your plans are for Memorial Day, whether you're going to have a barbecue, and how you and Sheila are going to spend that day. So, Doug, please come aboard.
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everybody else that's on the net. This is Doug, N6NFF, out here in Sacramento. My South Car's number is Echo 1874. Didn't get a chance to check the temperature, but it's warm enough that we need to run the air conditioner. Well, we really don't have a whole lot planned for Memorial Day. I do plan to listen to the greatest spectacle in racing tomorrow, the Indianapolis 500-mile race. The bad part about it is, out here in the Pacific time zone, the green flag drops at 9 a.m., which means I'll have to stay home from church to hear the whole of the race. Otherwise, I'd get home when it would be about halfway over. So that's one thing about being in the Pacific time zone I really don't like, because by about 12:30 or 1, the race is over, and there's really nothing to look forward to for the rest of the day. Let me reset the timers, please. So I will do that while Sheila probably reads a book on the bed with the dog up with her. And then on Monday, we'll probably spend the day together listening to baseball, because both of us are very avid baseball fans. I'm not sure if we're going to listen to the San Francisco Giants, Chicago Cubs, or the Oakland A's, Detroit Tigers, but we'll pick one of them. We're going to have two Memorial Day-type picnics. One is tonight. We'll eat indoors, of course, but we're having hot dogs and potato salad tonight. And then on Monday, we're having hamburgers, actually cheeseburgers, baked beans, and potato salad for our Memorial Day dinner. But we will be spending it by ourselves, I should say, as neither one of us has family here in the Sacramento area. So that's what we're going to do. I guess maybe you're going to talk about the 500 in the second half, and if you do swing back around, I'll share my memories of the Indianapolis 500-mile race, something that I always look forward to each May. So we'll send it back to you, Kathy, K6SUN, and hopefully things will start to smooth out for you guys. Here is N6NFF.
Well, thanks, Doug, for being here, and we do hope so, and I know it eventually will. But it's, you know, it was a move that had to happen in the middle of the school year versus the summer. We did well. We had some great, great help. And they loaded us and unloaded us, and all we have to do is figure out where the boxes are out in the garage. And like I said, I needed to find my birth certificate. I haven't been able to find that. We have an extra printer in a box someplace. I'm not sure where that is. So right in the middle of the garage are two bikes that seem to be preventing us from getting too much in the area. But tomorrow or Monday we have recycling day. I'll get rid of a lot of those boxes. And, you know, each day we improve. Like Gordon said, we're going to put up the blinds versus that pink sheet in the window. And we're just moving along, and it's starting to look a lot better. Clothes are starting to get hung in the closets, and so it will gradually improve. But thank you, Doug, and hopefully you'll come back aboard. We're going to talk a little bit about Memorial Day, and we're going to talk about Indy 500. So at any time, I hope that you'll come back aboard. And it would be nice to see that Tigers game. I haven't seen them in quite some time. With that, I'm going to pick up my backup once again. He had a comment, and I think this may have been a comment with Gordon. But let's see what he has to say. KC2RMO, come aboard.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. And, wow, you know, that's another thing. My baseball viewing schedule has to be improved on because I haven't seen enough baseball this summer. You know, I never get a chance to get enough baseball, but this year I have the option to actually see more, so this is okay. We do want to get in a couple of major league games too over the we try to take a trip to at least one major league city every year so we can see a ball game, you know. So we're going to try and get a couple in this year if we can anyway. But the comment that I had was for Gordon, just to fill in. Let me brag about my son-in-law a little bit. And let me just brag about this kid. If you're a father and you have a daughter, you know, if you could order up a son-in-law, you know, this kid is it. He's a great kid, and you know, I never ever had a moment's hesitation about him, or second thought about, you know, him marrying my daughter. He's just an outstanding young man, and he is a captain now in the Air Force. He works at the Pentagon. He has been advancing through the ranks very nicely. He's got a great career with the Air Force going. He's a meteorologist by trade. He actually holds two master's degrees, meteorology and organizational behavior. At the Air Force Academy, he will be teaching meteorology, and I believe he will be teaching organizational behavior as well. So he's done that before. He's done both disciplines before. So definitely he'll be doing meteorology there. So quite a kid, and just a super good guy. And I'm very pleased to call that kid my son-in-law. So that's the deal on that one. We'll turn it back to the net. KC2RMO, back to you, Kat.
Well, that's fantastic, Gary, and thanks for sharing that with us. I don't think you've ever done that before. So yeah, it does sound like he is very intelligent. Now, when you talk about education, Gary, you've not told us at all about what your plans are, because I know that you were planning to move on. And hopefully Stephanie's still working at education as well. This upcoming year, things will be quite a different at my school. The one school is going to change a great deal, but I'll still be traveling back and forth. And actually, the end of the evaluations have all taken place in the end of the school year. So when I think of Memorial Day and the end of the start of summer, I also think of the end of the school year. School for children end on June 4th, and for teachers on June 5th. I return on the 9th for about 12 days of summer school, and it will greatly help Gordon and I both with financial areas with this move. But we are very happy where we're at, and things are moving along. Before I continue on talking about a little bit more with Memorial Day, let's see if there's anyone else who would like to come aboard, share with us about Memorial Day, what it means to them, their plans, picnics, parades, time with family, if you've been in the military, what it means to you, or anything you'd like to share with us on Memorial Day. So at this point, I'm looking for some additional check-ins.
Yankee Zulu Romeo.
All right, Bernie, I'm going to pick you up. Yankee Zulu Romeo, please come aboard and share with us about Memorial Day and your plans.
K6 SUN, KC9 YZR, good evening. And no real plans this year. Actually, already more or less celebrated as yesterday and today. Yesterday I was cooking bratwurst on the grill, gas grill. And actually I won that grill back in the 80s when I worked at the co-op in town here. They had a Christmas party or something, or picnic, I don't know what they called it anymore. But back in the 80s they had one. And 10 minutes before the drawing of the main prize, the door prize, I got there. And I wasn't going to enter, and they said, go ahead and enter. And I won the grand prize. It was a gas grill. Anyway, I cooked some Johnsonville butts, by the way. You remember the commercial there with Charlie Murphy, I think the character's name was. Anyhow, I did that. And I also had some, I'm going to make some barbecues, or actually cut beef, or you could call them sloppy joes, whatever. Something on that order anyway. And the grocery store had these buns there. They had a rack on wheels, and an entire tray, 30 buns for only $1. Then I found out it was like 3 or 4 days old, but they're fresh yet. Deli buns, they're 30 buns for $1. I said, well, that's quite a few buns for one person, but I took them anyway because they were cheap enough, and I'm going to use them for Sloppy Joe's. And I'm going to break here, and waited until my call sign stopped showing as being transmitting on the screen here. Anyway, in the past, I don't know, sometimes I was working on Memorial Day. Actually, I remember quite a few of them, about seven in a row, matter of fact, where I had to go out and grab the food from Memorial Day and then go to work. And that happened for 7 years there in a row where I had to work on that holiday every time. I was also always the first guy they'd call to see if I could work for someone else that got sick or couldn't work or whatever, or just didn't show up or quit or whatever the case may be. And I was also the last one, you know. They try to contact me. If they didn't get a hold of me, they try to get a hold of other people, and then they would come back to me again if they couldn't get a hold of anybody else. And I would always say, yes, okay. I'd always do it, so they always could count on me. I even did a double shift there, two 11-hour shifts there. And after 22 hours of working, I couldn't even drive home. I actually stayed in a motel overnight, Super 8, I think it was, because I had a had a card there. I got a discount at the Super 8 motel there. So I guess I'll break for now. There's other stories I could say, but that's part of it. Back to you, K6SUN, KC9YZR.
All right. Thank you so much, Bernie, for sharing all that information. It all sounds real good. Gordon and I haven't eaten yet this evening, so some of that sounds really, really interesting. Not sure what we'll do on Memorial Day as far as eating, but maybe we'll use that grill once again. You know, it's been a long time since I've grilled and had some bad experiences with gas grills, you know, in Michigan. Had some that blew up and sort of in my face, and I was just lucky. So after that, I'd rather just do the charcoal. But let me continue a little bit with Memorial Day. This is a little bit of the history, just so you have a little more of an idea about Memorial Day versus Veterans Day, and then we'll again ask for check-ins. But let me take a pause here. You know, once again, since this weekend is Memorial Day weekend, I thought it only fitting to give you some facts about the history of Memorial Day. Once again, we ask that you stop and remember all of the servicemen and women who had our backs. Memorial Day is the time to reflect on those lives that were lost protecting our freedoms. Our liberties are protected and secured by our friends and family who serve in our military and shouldn't be taken for granted. But how was it named? How did it begin? And when did it begin? While Waterloo, New York was officially declared the birthplace of Memorial Day by President Lyndon Johnson in May 1966, it is difficult to prove the origins of the day. Memorial Day was officially proclaimed on May 5, 1868, by General John Logan, National Commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, and was first observed on May 30, 1868, when flowers were placed on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. It is now celebrated in almost every state on the last Monday in May, and it was passed by Congress with the National Holiday Act of 1971 to ensure a three-day weekend for federal holidays, though several southern states have an additional separate day for honoring the Confederate War dead. Let me pause here. Memorial Day, different from Veterans Day, is to honor U.S. military personnel who have died during military service, where Veterans Day is to honor all military personnel. On May 30, 1868, the holiday was designated Decoration Day after freed slaves returned to place flowers on the graves of the Union soldiers, though by 1866, fallen Confederate soldiers were also being recognized. For many years afterward, May 30th served as the official day for Decoration Day, Memorial Day, until it was changed in 1968 to the third Monday of May. The first nationwide Memorial Day parade was held on May 30th, 1868, by a group of Civil War Union Army vets. No one knows why this particular date was chosen. Rumor has it that it did coincide with the May 26, 1865, which was the date of the surrender of the last Confederate Army. Because of this, the southern states got a bit offended and felt that Memorial Day was to honor only the North. or the Union Civil War dead. Let me pause once again. So in 1891, Florida designated the birthday of Confederate President Jefferson Davis as Confederate Memorial Day. Then nine other states followed, each coming up with their own date for Memorial Day. So after World War I, the American Legion took over the task of trying to create some uniformity to Memorial Day. It was the American Legion organization that officially gave the patriotic observance its official name of Memorial Day, and it was to honor American servicemen, men and women, from all wars or conflicts. Let me pause again. You know, it's tradition to mark the holiday by flying the national flag at half-mast in numerous memorial ceremonies held throughout the United States. Discussed in the first part of our program is another Memorial Day tradition since 1911, and that has been the Indianapolis 500 race. So before we go further into Indianapolis, is there anyone anywhere that would like to make some comments? If so, I ask that you come aboard.
RMO.
Six, Victor.
All right, I have RMO and I have 6 Victor. Is there anyone else that would like to make some final comments about Memorial Day before we move on into Indy 500? If so, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November asking you to come aboard. All right, hearing nothing, I'm going to pick up Gary first and then you, 6 Victor. See what you would like to share. I do want to make one comment. There is one state in the United States that does not, it's not that they don't honor Memorial Day, they just choose a different day, and that is the fourth Monday in April. Let's see if either of you know what that state is. But let me pick you up first, Gary.
I didn't know that, but I'll take a guess, and I will say South Carolina, because they were the first state to secede from the Union. So maybe there's something, you know, with that. I don't know. That's just a total guess. That's a couple of things here. I wanted to publicly proclaim the beauty of this pizza that my darling wife just made. Top shelf, just wonderful pizza, and I've eaten most of it.
Thank you.
But just great stuff, and I couldn't let it go without comment. It was just amazing. Nothing fancy, a cheese pizza, but awesome, absolutely awesome. But I did one in Waterloo, New York. It's not far from here. It's just a hoot and a holler up the thruway, and very, very, very small town. I don't think there's, maybe a couple thousand people in Waterloo. I don't know what the population is, but it's not very big at all. And it isn't a part of this state. That's you gotta love the diversity of New York State. We have the world's greatest city on one end, and a bunch of pretty good-sized cities that line the center part of the state. And in between, it's like just weird. I mean, it's another world. I mean, you go between Syracuse and Rochester, and you enter the Twilight Zone. And Waterloo is in the Twilight Zone. You know, if you go to the east, you end up in Smoky Hollow. You know, that's like Ichabod Crane and stuff, you know, between Utica and Albany. But between, when you go west, heading towards Rochester, it really is the Twilight Zone. You're just in this other world. And that's where Waterloo is nestled, and it's very, very interesting. Pretty area, very pretty area. That whole Finger Lakes area is just really, really quite remarkable. But if you ever get a chance to visit New York, it's definitely worth see the big stuff, see New York City, but scoot on upstate too, and have a look in that Finger Lakes area around Waterloo too, because it's very picturesque. You won't be disappointed. So we'll go back to the net. This is KC2RMO. Back to you, Kath.
Well, Gary, thanks so much for sharing that with us. You know, our landlord lives in, and I can't remember the city, but she's from New York, a neighbor to the one side. I'm not sure if it's east or west or north or south, is from New York as well, but he's lived here for 24 years. So a lot of people from New York. But thanks for sharing that with us. And, you know, one other Memorial Day tradition has to do with the a motorcycle organization, the Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Organization. They honor the POWs and the MIAs. It's too bad George isn't here to give us some information about maybe what bikers do during Memorial Day. But let me break with you, Gary, but you'll come back aboard, I know, and share some things with us about Indy as we continue on tonight. I'm going to pick up Six Victor. See what he has to share. Now, I will tell you, Gary, you're wrong about the state. Now, remember the red poppies that you see outside some of the stores? You know, is that Memorial Day, Veterans Day, or some other day? So maybe before we can go on, you'd like to share that. So, Six Victor, can you tell me the state that you think it is? It is a southern state. And, you know, they celebrate Memorial Day on the 4th, I think I said the 4th Monday of April, and it's not the traditional one. But what else would you like to share with us tonight? KY6V from Kilo 6 Sierra, United November.
Well, thank you, Kathy. KY6V here. First of all, I'm going to take a wild guess at the state that you're referring to. But I would like to say to you, pretty lady, we've got a brand spanking Weber grill that still is shiny. And I have plenty of charcoal and charcoal lighter. So you decide what you would like to be cooked, and I will cook it. And we'll take care of Memorial Day that way. I'm going to guess Alabama. On the state that's doing things a little different. I have some very dear friends in Alabama, and they remind me of a saying when I was in the Navy, Kathy. And it went when one of the senior guys would say to me, excuse me, Gordon, there's a right way, there's a wrong way, and there's a Navy way. And if you do it the Navy way, you will get along. Now, my friends in Alabama do it the same way. Kathy, KY6V, back to net.
Well, Gordon, I will tell you this. You should go play the lottery. Out of the 50 states, you choose Alabama, and that was the correct answer. So it was some information I had researched, and you know, I've done a memorial net for South Cars for many years, and, you know, that was interesting information that I found. As far as the Weber grill, I plan to use it as much as you will fire it up. I know we have a lot of charcoal, and, you know, sometimes just getting home late at night, it's just an easy thing to put the hamburgers or the bratwurst or the chicken. But, you know, I have hamburger, I have pork, and I'm not sure what else is in that freezer, but we sure will check it out. And Gordon told everyone about the new refrigerator we got. That was purchased by our landlords, and it was a stainless steel. Our old one was stainless steel with a freezer on the bottom that you had to just pack things in. But Gordon didn't tell everyone that actually when they delivered that, they took out the different bins full of food, put the refrigerator in, and he had to pack all that back into that refrigerator. So he did some hard work with that refrigerator. So with that, I'm going to give you some final comments here about Memorial Day, and then we'll move into Indy 500. So let me pause for a moment. You know, Indianapolis, Indiana has a Memorial Day tradition that has nothing to do with fallen soldiers, and that was one of our topics tonight. It's their annual Indy 500 race, which I understand is tomorrow. It's been a tradition since the first race began on May 30th, 1911. Memorial Day is also known as Poppy Day. Red paper poppies are a symbol of the war dead because real poppies bloomed all over the battlefield graveyards of France. They have now become a tradition And it's a sale item for the veterans of foreign wars to raise money for disabled and destitute vets. And the first official poppy sale nationwide was in 1922. And as you go to the stores, if you go to the stores this weekend, you may be seeing that. But let's talk a little bit about the Indy 500. You know, I was hoping to have someone in that area that would come aboard this evening and talk about it, but let's see what everyone else would like to share with us. Before I go into the history of it at all, is there anyone out there would like to share any experiences of what you've seen on the races, watching it? Maybe you've been there personally, or anything else you'd like to share. Maybe you've never watched it. Maybe that's not something you want to do, but has anyone had any experience with the Indy 500, and would they like to share? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, Global Family Hour, looking for check-ins.
RMO with a question.
Victor Hotel.
I guess I'm doubling. 6 Victor with a comment.
November, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
All right, it looks like we have RMO with a question or comment. VH, I got you there. 6 Victor, I think, question or comment. And NFF, Doug, once again. So I'm going to pick these gentlemen up, and then we'll go into some information about the Indy 500, maybe some information you're not aware of. But Mr. Gary, RMO, you were laughing as you came aboard, so I'm waiting to see what you're going to share.
Thanks, Kath. I was just wondering, in Bombay, do they have an Indianapolis 500?
Gary, I think you've had too much of that pizza tonight, so maybe I'll let someone else respond to that for you. Real cute comment. Do you have anything else to share, though, about the Indy 500? You're not that far from it. Do you watch it? Have you ever been to it? Have you ever been around that track? And is there anything about the Indy 500 you'd like to share besides India? So, Gary, before I move on, any other comments?
Well, actually, I've never been to an Indianapolis 500 or an Indianapolis 500, but Indy. I mean, if you even casually like cars, I mean, you have to love Indy. I mean, it's the American race. It's funny to me. I kind of haven't paid a lot of attention to it, I think, as the cars have become so incredibly technically advanced. It kind of lost favor with me. I don't know why. I go back to the old days of the Offenhauser engines and A.J. Foyt and, you know, those guys. That was Indy to me. You know, and there's an awful lot of history on that track. There's just amazing stories about the Brickyard. You know, and it's a great tradition. It is a piece of America. But things have changed a lot. There's things are still the same. I mean, you always have winners and losers, but it's become a little bit robotic to me, you know. So there's a visceral element that's not there anymore. I don't know. It's kind of an intangible thing, but I always kind of just, you know, at least see what happened anyway. I'll go online and see what happened, and haven't watched one for a while, but the interest is still there. So that's the thing. So we'll go back to the net. KC2RMO, back to you, Kath.
Well, Gary, let me tell you about an experience with the Indy 500. Sean's birthday, that's my son, is June the 8th. And I remember my husband actually listening to the Indy 500. I was, I think, upstairs in bed. And he was downstairs, and I could listen to that thing going around and around. I don't know how long it lasts. Is it 3 hours? I listened to that for 3 hours, and that's probably why I went into labor. Who knows? But that was my experience with the Indy 500. But, you know, you're doing a net next week, the 31st. Actually, that's our very last Global Family Hour on a Saturday evening about classic cars. Maybe you should involve some of that with the Indy 500. Now, I think the next person I'm going to call on, BH, he actually put on our website one of those cars for the Indy 500, and I think he wanted people to guess, and I think we've already guessed that. Not sure if we have. But, Steve, what would you like to share with us either about Memorial Day or the Indy 500? And where did you come up with some of those pictures in those cars? And good evening to you, KF5VH. Thanks for being here, and come aboard.
Good evening, Kathy. Good evening, everyone. Well, yes, we talked about the red number 40 last week, and I know you've been off the air, so you've probably missed some of the Indy pictures we had posted this week. And as I just put in the text box, I've put some classic cars on the website for next week. So please enjoy those. Being a born and bred Hoosier, I have been to the track a few times. Never on race day. Carburation day, back when they really had carburetors. And time trials. And I've also been to the museum there twice. Not associated with cars running on the track. A wonderful museum if you'd like to see the history of the cars that race on the in the race there. Just wonderful. The thing that gets you is the size of the track. It's huge, and for a long time it was the biggest track. Now I suppose people who've seen Talladega or Daytona maybe have a feel for that. But 2.5 miles around, I've seen it from a box on the exit of turn two on the outside, and I've seen it from Gasoline Alley. And I think my favorite view was the number four turn on the inside, because you can see the cars, one's racing, come around, and they're up high in the banking, and you can see down inside the cockpit, and the ones coming into the pits are going a little slower at that point in the track. So it's really something, and it's really the size of the place that at least hit me as just hard to believe at first. Back to you, Kathy, KF5VH.
Well, Steve, thanks for sharing with us tonight. Thanks for updating the website. And sorry, both Gordon and I probably missed some of what was going on. We were without internet as of the 15th. And when we moved down here on the 17th, we didn't have it, I believe. Can't remember. I don't think we had it. And it was the 19th, my birthday, that they actually came out. They said they couldn't come out before Tuesday, and then they all of a sudden appeared on Monday, as we were heading out. I believe they spent 4 to 5 hours here trying to determine what the problem was, and gave us, a new modem. And then it was after that we still had some problems. And then last night we had problems again. So, we've been probably in and out here for a few days. But thanks for sharing that with us. And actually, I've been by Daytona several times. Actually, we went there just before our wedding to the store, to one of the malls, and it was over in that area, and they're actually doing a lot of upgrades in Daytona. But I've never been to Indianapolis 500, but I do have some information I hope to share, and maybe we'll have time to go through that. But it does pretty much say it is a pretty large park, and I want to go through about the milk, and about the size, and maybe about that first race. But I'll break with you, Steve. But once again, thanks for everything that you're doing for South Cars. It's so enjoyable. I'm going to pick up Sixth Victor, see what he wants to share with us this evening.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. KY6V here. Hi, Steve. Nice to have you aboard with us. Comments in your direction in just a short. To Gary up there in Syracuse, this Indonesian influence to the Indian races only happens when Christmas does not fall on the 25th of December. And I'll let you think about that. I want to throw accolades to Steve. He's done just a beautiful job of the graphics that are now being displayed on the website. And some great, great shots of the Indy situation coming up. And we want to say thank you, Steve. That's my only comment. I want to make sure that Gary realizes he got to watch the date of Christmas. Kathy, KY6V, back to Nat. Over.
All right. Thank you so much, Gordon. And I may just throw it over to Gary and see if he has a response. But you know, what I have on Indy 500 is actually about how big it is and, you know, different things that go on. But most of that happens during most of the races. But does anyone know if Gomer Pyle still sings that famous song he's always sang during the Indy 500? And so I haven't heard whether he'll be singing it. So I thought he was a little bit under the weather. So maybe someone can share that with me as well. So, Gary, do you have a response to Gordon?
Well, that's better. Now it's working. I kept clicking and nothing was happening. I have to think about that one, to tell you the truth. Christmas not falling on the 25th. Got to think about that. I will come up with an answer for that as soon as the brain cells kick in. I think it'd be temporarily being interfered with by massive amounts of pizza. So we'll have to think about that a little bit. But it was heavy duty pizza. But I did want to mention. See, Steve, I was going to mention about some more stuff on the website that Steve did. That in addition to those beautiful cars, and he mentioned that he grew up in South Bend. I mentioned to him that I'm a big Studebaker fan, and that's where they made Studebakers, was in South Bend. And there's some awesome, if you haven't seen them yet, there are some awesome pictures of cars on the website, as well as if you look at the Ask an Elmer section up there, which will be tomorrow morning, by the way, and I'll be hosting that net. I believe that's the last Ask an Elmer for a while too. So we want everybody showing up for that one, definitely. But interesting people on that one too. We have Lieutenant Uhuru, we have King Hussein, and Barry Goldwater, among others. So definitely worthwhile to check out the website. Go back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Thank you, Gary. I'll make sure I look at it. I think I looked at it, I don't know, probably just not too long ago, because I wanted to make sure that I was running the right program tonight, because I thought this was the last Saturday of the month, and we still have one more. So I'll go back and look at that. And actually, Steve has some information, and hopefully this is about Gomer Pyle, because I don't, you know, think he's saying at the beginning in quite some time. So maybe that's what he's going to share. KF5VH, come back aboard.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. I do have a little information about Jim Nabors. He has announced that this year will be the last time that he will go to Indianapolis and sing Back Home Again in Indiana, accompanied by the Purdue University All-American Marching Band, which he has done frequently since 1972. He's 83 years old, and the years he missed, I think, were all associated with his liver transplant. But if you see it tomorrow, that'll be the last time. KF5VH.
Thanks, Steve, for that. And you see, I called him Gomer Pyle, because that's what I remember him by, versus Jim Nabors. Didn't think he was that old, but you know how time flies. And that's sad news for that, but I didn't know he had a liver transplant. I knew he was under the weather, but I wasn't sure what the reason was for it. So I may just have to check that out. So before I call on Doug out there, Can anyone tell me the time that the Indy 500 actually starts? I probably may not be able to see it because I'm not even sure what my TV has. But, Steve, can you tell me the time that this Indy 500 actually starts tomorrow?
My recollection is 12 Eastern.
All right. Thank you so much for that. We may be in the midst of hanging that vertical blind, but maybe we can see it on television. It's always nice hearing Jim Nabors sing back home and again in Indiana. Thanks for that. Doug, come aboard. Share with us your experience of Indy 500. Any additional comments you want to share about that and Memorial Day? And I know you're from Ohio, I believe, so maybe you've actually gone to the Indy 500. What would you like to share with us tonight?
Well, good afternoon, Kathy. Once again, you and everybody else on the net didn't think you were going to get to me, but you did. This is N6NFF. Well, I have been a faithful listener of the Indianapolis 500-mile race, which is really its correct title. It's been referred to in recent years as the Indy 500, but the correct title is the Indianapolis 500-mile race, and I have been listening to that race since 1961. I only heard part of it that year. Unfortunately, I missed the 1962 and 63 500s. The teachers that I had weren't real big 500 fans, and unlike other people, we at the Ohio State School for the Blind attended school on Memorial Day. It was just another school day for us. I started hearing the Indianapolis 500s with regularity in 1964, which was a very sad race because during that race, actually at the very start of it, two race car drivers lost their lives, the very popular Eddie Sachs and a rookie by the name of Dave McDonald. That was his first race, and unfortunately, of course, it was his last. Let me please reset the timers. Probably the 64 race was the saddest race that I've ever listened to because of the death of those two drivers. I think probably the most boring race was 1972 when Jim Nabors did sing Back Home Again in Indiana for the first time. I think the most frustrating race I ever heard was 1973 because it took several days to run it. I think two of the most exciting races I ever heard was the 1982 and 1992 500-mile races. I think in 82, Gordon Johncock won, and in 1992, Little Al Unser ran in a race that probably should not have been run because it was so cold in Indianapolis on that day. But I have been a big fan of the Indianapolis 500, and no, I'm sorry to say, I have never been to the Speedway. I almost got to go. In 1993, the night after the 500 was over, one of my uncles asked me if I'd like to go, and I said, yeah, I sure would, because he had been to Indianapolis. He had been to the 500 in 1956 and 1958. Let me reset the timer. Well, he asked me if I would like to go, and I said, sure, I sure would. And he said, I'll tell you what. You buy the tickets, and I will take you and our motorhome to Indianapolis. I'll pay for the camping fees and the gas and all that. All you have to do is come up with the tickets. So when July 1st came around, because you used to have to wait until July before you could order your tickets, I called the Speedway and ordered them, and they came. And I thought, oh boy, I'm going to go to the 500 next year. Well, a couple months later, unfortunately, that uncle of mine got cancer. And he passed away in 1994 on the 22nd of May, which was a Sunday, just 7 days prior to the running of the 1994 500. It is a place where I would really love to go. I'd give anything to go to a race, but I'd be happy just to go to the qualification attempts. And, of course, yes, I do would very much like to see the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Museum. And I especially would like to see the tribute that they have to Sid Collins, who used to be the anchor broadcaster for the 500-mile race from sometime after World War II until 1976. He passed away in 1977. There's conflicting stories about his death. Some say that he died of cancer. Others say when he learned that he had cancer, that he went down into the basement of his home and hung himself. Sid Collins was a sportscaster. I forget what TV station he worked for, but he was a sportscaster for one of the TV stations in Indianapolis. And, of course, on the 30th of May, until they changed it, he was the veteran voice of the 500. And the broadcast really hasn't been quite the same since his departure. That's all I have, Kathy, so I'll send it back to you. Good program. K6SUN and the net. Here is N6NFF.
Well, Doug, thanks so much for sharing that with us. And about those special years, I'm not sure how you remembered each and every one of them, but we sure appreciate you sharing that. And, you know, there is a lot of history behind some of the tracks. And I'm going to share a little bit about that very first race, the Indy 500. Now, you've all already shared what it actually was called, the Indianapolis 500-mile race. And at one point, it was called the Sweepstakes Race. But let me give you a little bit of information here, and then I'm going to ask for some check-ins. I do see in the text box you there, Mr. Pete OVI, and we're talking about Memorial Day, and we're talking about the Indianapolis 500. And I see you in there wanting to talk about the Daytona 500, and I know you work there, so maybe you want to share that. But you know, the first Indianapolis 500 was held on May 30th, 1911, which was on Memorial Day. Ever since, the race has always been held on Memorial Day weekend, usually on Sunday in Indianapolis. So how did all this excitement begin? Well, in Chicago, Illinois, on November the 2nd, 1895, the very first automobile race was held in America when there were actually less than 100 cars in the entire country. The course ran through the Chicago streets and had only 7 entries, with only 2 of them really in good running racing condition. The winner of this race was a Benz with a top average speed of a whopping 10 miles per hour. This also included the time spent on the pit stops, the electrical problems, and getting lost. You know, in the early 1900s, auto racing was dominated by the wealthy. And I wanted to share that with you. The Speedway itself was built in 1909, and at that time was 500 miles of racetrack, built with 3.2 million bricks. In 1911, the first race was held the International 500-Mile Sweepstakes Race. You know, after World War One, the race was changed to Liberty Sweepstakes, and then the International Sweepstakes Race, as Doug was telling us about. Let me pause here and see if I can get anyone to come aboard with any other comments about the Indy 500. Memorial Day, or maybe, Pete, you want to tell us about the Daytona 500. Any check-ins before we start to wind down this evening? Mr. Low Audio, Mr. Pete. I see you there, and I hear you, but your audio is very low. Is there anyone else that would like to come aboard as maybe a final check-in this evening to give us any final thoughts on Memorial Day, Indy 500, or maybe Daytona 500. So at this point, let's see if we have anyone else to come aboard.
RMO.
Why is it R?
All right, let me check these three gentlemen up in as final check-ins this evening before we close down. We've been discussing Memorial Day. We've been discussing Indy 500. And I think my next check-in is going to talk to us about Daytona 500. Actually, I think he works there. And I think he wants to share something about that with us. So, Mr. Pete, hopefully you're closer to that microphone and your audio is going to be a little higher because I could barely hear you. KD4OVI, please come aboard.
Oh, I will come aboard. I checked my audio levels here. Peaking out around zero here, so I'll be right in there. But anyway, yeah, 500, Daytona 500, so. Very famous race. I don't know the complete history on it, but some of the great race car drivers have been embark them into the Daytona 500, club, and there's a vast variety amount of race car drivers that came out of the go-kart area. The go-kart circuit that the youngsters participate in. And I want to tell you something about go-kart drivers. They're pretty good. I've seen a couple of races at the flat at the municipal auditorium when it was out there. And I tell you, they try to avoid crashes. Let me put a quarter in a slot here over. And some of the race car drivers that come out of the go-kart arena have been very successful. I'm not going to mention their names, but I'm just going to say that they've been very successful. And by far the track is conducive also to sports car driving. I don't know whether they're ever going to have open wheel driving on that track or not. I think they might have had a couple of them. I might be mistaken, but I think they had a couple of open wheel, which is the Indy class racing cars. And they crank up some phenomenal amount of horsepower. Those Indy cars and those race cars that they race at the tracks. And there's so many tracks around the country that I think there's about 30 or 40 tracks out there that are in the circuit. That they race almost a year round, and I think that the 500 is the start of the season, which, by the way, is the coldest time of the year where they start these races. But there's a 400 coming up, July, June, July will be the 400 event because it's Julie has a lot of fireworks. When they start putting the fireworks together on the end of the race, boy, you have a feast. And all the people enjoy that racing experience at Daytona 500. And that's the end of my show. And thank you very much for having it tonight there, Kathy. And say hello to Gordon for me. Have a good night. 84 Oscar Virginia. Toodaloo and the best of goodbyes.
Well, thank you, Pete, for coming aboard this evening, and hopefully you and your wife will have a great weekend, great holiday weekend, whether it's grilling or working out in the yard. And hopefully your weather is just as fantastic as it is further south. And Gordon actually is, I can't really estimate the feet any longer, maybe it's 25 feet across, and he is listening. So I can't determine the feet, but he says 30 feet, I think. So he says he waves at you as well. So thanks for coming aboard. Let me just give you some thoughts here, Pete. You know, it's considered bad luck to enter and exit from the same side of the car. You know, that's in any of the races or even nowadays. Green cars are also considered bad luck at the Indy 500. And we all know that they accelerate from 0 to 100 miles per hour in 4 seconds. And Indy car drivers experience up to 4 times their body weight in turns at the Indy Motor Speedway. And this is just a sad thought, I guess. 64 drivers, mechanics, and spectators have died at the Indy Speedway during the month of May. But think about this. 1911, when the first race, $1 was paid for admission by 80,000 spectators to watch this first race. Nowadays, everyone watches on television, and 450,000 people probably watch it at the park. So thanks, Pete, for being there. And W4WDT, I'll have to look up your name, but I will check you in after I've checked in the other two stations, if that's okay. And thanks for being here tonight. Think we've ever talked before. But let me pick up Mr. Gary, my backup, and see what comical statements he has for his final check-in this evening.
Well, thank you, ma'am. It's funny you mentioned the price of admission to the Indy 500 back in the day. While the net was going on, I got curious, and I said, well, what's it cost to buy a ticket? You know, so I went on StubHub, and I sorted it out from price low to high. There was a couple of tickets for the cheap seats at $95, and so I'm figuring, well, it's kind of comparable to seeing a Yankees game, you know. And they're going up, you know, 100, 150, 200. Until you get to the very high end of the spectrum, there are two locations in the Indy Speedway, and I don't know if this is a typo or what, but there's two areas, the Tower Suites and also the E-Stand, which go for, hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen, $9,999 each. So you got to be one heck of a race fan to see that. My personal recommendation would be buy a ticket for the Indianapolis 500. It's a lot cheaper. KC2RMO, back to the net.
Well, actually, Gary, I would say watch it on television. $9,000. Wow. It's the same as most sports. They charge you a lot, and you can see just as much on television. But that is very interesting information. Thank you so much, Gary, for being my backup and for sharing this evening. Let me see what YZR has to say about some final comments about Indy 500 Memorial Day. Bernie, come back aboard.
Okay, Kathy, K6 SUN, KC9 YZR. Well, as far as the Indy 500 goes, I wasn't really into watching car racing too much. Sometimes I watch it for a half hour or something, or I might check on it now and then to see how it's going, and I sometimes watch the news there to see the highlights or whatever. Of course, most of the time they don't have the good highlights. Occasionally they will have the good highlights, but most of the time I just show the accidents or the bad highlights and so on and so forth. But yesterday I was on 20 meters, and I tuned across 14250, and I was listening to W9IMS, Whiskey 9, Indian Mike Sierra. It was a special event station for the Indy 500, and I should have tried for him, I guess. I don't know, but I didn't. I just listened to him while he was making contacts in the pileup, the Indianapolis 500 special event station, and that's about all I wanted to say there. There's something about it on QRZ there in Whiskey 9, India Mike Sierra, W9IMS, if anybody's interested in that. Kind of curious if anybody out there had ever contacted that station, special event station for the Indy 500, or actually for the other races. I guess they used to do the Brickyard 400 and Red Bull Indianapolis MotoGP, it says there in August. Oh, well, I was reading about it there. And finally, I wanted to say, earlier you mentioned something about Academy, Air Force Academy, out in Colorado. It reminded me back in 1977 when I went to the Laurier Air Force Base and the Army Detachment, and I went there through a nine-month electronics course there at the Army Detachment at Laurier Air Force Base. I think they shut that base down, but that big hangar is still there yet. They had the aircraft mechanics school there. And either, I don't know, the B-57 or B-52, there's a bomber anyway that they use for the aircraft mechanics school, and they also had a photography school there. If I would have known that, I probably would have went into photography instead of trying to get into electronics. That's what I did there. And I actually met Bob Hope at the airport on the way home on Christmas leave there. He was right in front of me in line, turned around, he says, have you noticed that the two lines on either side of us got up to the car three times and we're still waiting in line? I said, well, if you're superstitious, look up at what line we're in. We're in line 13. 17, back to net, K6 SUN, KC9 YZR.
Well, Bernie, hopefully you'll have a a great weekend, and thanks for the information you've shared with us. And we always appreciate you coming aboard during our various nets. And hopefully you have enjoyed it this evening. We wanted to share both of those events with each and every one of you because they are special events that happen this time of the year. But thank you for coming aboard, and hopefully you'll be able to connect in the morning as we have a Sunday morning rag chew. So with that, I'm going to pick up Dan. It's been a long time, Dan. You know, I had to actually look up your call sign, W4WDT from Georgia. Dan, it's been a long time, but thanks for coming aboard this evening. And what would you like to share with us about either event, maybe some of the races or maybe Memorial Day? And what's your plans? But thanks for joining our Family Global Hour this evening.
Yeah, hey, Kathy, and everyone here on the net. Hopefully I'm getting in all right now. Having some issues here with this smartphone. I think it's smarter than me sometimes, definitely the operator. Not much to say, just been really busy for the last couple of years and thought we would jump in and say hello to everyone and just enjoy racing, enjoy the Indy 500 and the Daytona 500. And, got lots of friends that likes to go and haven't been able to make either one so far, but maybe that will change here in the near future. But they keep me abreast on everything that goes on if I'm not watching it on TV. And I won't keep you long, but I'd just like to say I'm thankful for the freedom to celebrate this Memorial Day with everyone, for all those that's made it possible that's served this country. I'm just very thankful for that. And hopefully everyone will remember the real reason that we get to celebrate, and it's not National Barbecue Day. But anyway, other than that, we'll try to check in a little bit more often, maybe, and we will catch you next time. Thanks again, Kathy, for picking me up, and we'll talk with you next time. W4WDT73.
Well, Dan, I want to thank you for joining us this evening. It's been a long, long time, and a lot of changes have been made with South Cars and made in my personal life, I guess. But check out our website and see the changes that have been made out there. And it's so colorful now, and there's a lot of new information. And, you know, most of you probably aren't aware, but it may be a little bit down the road here. But about a month from now in July, we're going to have our technician course. We haven't had many courses because the pool hasn't changed, but the technician pool is changing. Actually, I believe it's July the 1st. So on July the 13th, we will once again have one of our classes. So if you have anyone who's not a ham and maybe interested, check it out, and hopefully we can get everyone coming aboard. I'm going to throw it out there once again for anyone anywhere as final comments, because I'm going to close this evening. I'll give you some updates on what is happening as far as nets in the next week. But is there anyone else that has any final comments for our Family Global Hour this evening? Pool. All right. Hearing nothing. Please join us in the morning for the Sunday morning rag chew. Maybe some of you weren't able to attend the Dayton Ham Fest, and maybe Gary won't talk much about it, but that was, I believe, last weekend. So that's part of the session tomorrow, as well as Ask an Elmer. It is the final Sunday morning rag chew. Check out our website, and you will see what's happening with the Global and the TIN and the rag chew. But starting in June, there will be a rag chew for anyone who's interested in the evening. But we're going to alternate Global, or rag chew, and TIN every other month. So there will no longer be Saturday night globals in June, Sunday morning rag chews, or TINs every Thursday or once a month Thursday. So please check it out for additional information. So with that, Mr. Gary, it looks like you have a comment. You weren't quick enough on the trigger. Shame, shame on you. KC2RMO.
Well, you know when you get old. I mean, you just slow down. I did want to say that tomorrow will be the last Ask an Elmer for a while, and that has been so much fun to do that. That's my favorite net. I really do enjoy that more than anything. And perhaps, you talk about Dayton. We've been to Dayton twice, and if it wasn't for Dayton, we never would have gotten to see the Uwashi laundromat. So maybe we'll tell the Uwashi story. I don't know. We'll get in there, but we will have some info on Dayton as well. So join us tomorrow, won't you, for the last Ask an Elmer for a long time tomorrow morning right here on South Cars. Thank you, Kathy.
Well, knowing you, Gary, I thought you were talking about dating, D-A-T-I-N-G. If it wasn't for dating, you wouldn't have met Stephanie. But you fooled me with that, with the Uwashi laundromat, and I'm sure you'll share that with us tomorrow. And hopefully you'll share some with Dayton, as well as Ask an Elmer. And I'll be there, and who knows what the day will bring, you know, in this Smith family household, you know, something's new every day, so who knows what's going to happen. But I'm going to close this evening. It's been a real pleasure to talk to each and every one of you. Have a very blessed and pleasant Memorial Day weekend. And if you choose to grill, be very careful. And if you choose to watch the Indy 500, hopefully you'll enjoy. So this has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on our website. That's www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session has been Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Her name is Kathy, saying 73 and closing this VOIP session. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. The net is now closed and returned to regular amateur use. So on behalf of Kilo 6 Sierra United November and South Cars, I say bye-bye for now.